FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Oh, baby, you're going to have to start saving your monies. Jordan, the intern, you ready? Zion has announced his shoe deal. Tell you about that in a quick sec. Here's a hint. Carrollton and Tulane. Something tells me there might be a shoe release party there. Got plenty to get into. We're a day closer to Saints training camp. Falcons been talking again today. They suffered two injuries yesterday, a broken ankle and an ACL to a pair of players. They're hit already. Your Kansas City Chiefs, Jordan, starting their training camp. I sent the intern the beautiful Pat Mahomes hype video to get ready for the upcoming season. Lots of heard on Golic and Wingo this morning, however, that Andrew Luck's the favorite to win the MVP this year. We can throw that out there today if you'd like. Who is your MVP? Way too early to even discuss this, but we're doing it anyway. Favorite. Hey, everybody, it's Gus Kattengill. It's the Sports Hangover on this Tuesday, July 23rd. Training camp around the corner. First practice is Friday. The Veterans Report on Thursday. You'll know this by now. Coming up momentarily in the opening segment, you'll hear from J.J. Redick, David Griffin. He was officially introduced in a conference call just a little bit ago, about 45 minutes ago. So we'll have what he and David had to say about welcoming the Pelicans. And I think you're going to like it, Pels fans, especially one particular thing that's being tweeted about and talked about the most as to the reason why he decided to show up and sign here. Right, first and foremost. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Don't forget tomorrow, super excited, looking forward to it. Joey, let's see, I'm old, my memory's terrible, but I do remember you told me a number nine. A nueve, numero nueve, as we go to El Paso Mexican Restaurant tomorrow in Raceland. Yes, Highway 1 right there by the exit. Miraculously, Brian and Ola East is asking if he can partake in the show tomorrow, join the interns, already telling me what time he needs to be at my house. I mean, it's incredible how I'm going to all of a sudden carpool these guys over there to El Paso. It's is it delicioso, Joey? Is it delicioso? Is that how it is? Exactly. I may have to roll them back into the car when we make our way down there. Anyway, we'll be there 12 to 3. So looking forward to seeing some of you guys out there. Come have fun. Well, maybe Joey. And maybe, Jordan, do you have, like, any giveaways that we can give away or anything? Like, used T-shirts, some socks, official training camp socks for you, or something like that we can Sharpie? We'll have some fun. Obviously, we'll be a lot more than that. So stop on by tomorrow, El Paso over there on Highway 1, right where 90. You said, Joey's right where 90 and 1 meet right there, right? Right off the exit. Okay, sounds good. Brennan, you better be there. I see him texting me. I'll have a spare headset if you want to come on.
Tell him Jordan to be there. Bound to be there just for an arrest.
Oh, no, exactly. Exactly. We can actually have Brennan interview Jordan here on how he knows all the illegal activity that he knows how to find on social media and Google. What is it, Jordan? How to break in people's houses, cars, wacky tobacco canisters, how to stash those to get through TSA, all of those things.
He is now a person of interest, I'm getting right here.
Exactly, a person of interest. So come on out tomorrow, 12 to 3, El Paso right there on Highway 1 in Raceland. We'll be doing this show from 12 to 3. Don't forget, Thursday we'll be at Vinny's. And I did get official word. Sissy will be our regular Thursday server over at Vinny's. I highly recommend you come out and hang out. We'll be playing bar games in between breaks to see what else Jordan can lose at. Even though he is convinced he beat her in dart, I won overall. We'll do something this week that's different, and we'll have a little wager. And she said she actually even is going to start her own little Twitter account so we can have some fun here as well. So come on out Thursday to Vinny's tomorrow, El Paso Mexican restaurant over there in Raceland on Highway 1 just off of 90. So looking forward to doing that as well. Larry Holder's going to join us next segment. We'll talk some Saints news and just, again, some of the storylines he's focusing on. He put a lengthy piece over in The Athletic, every player and bubble player, just expectation levels for each and such. So we'll get into that. If you have any questions for Larry, we'll take them when he's on next segment. So give us a buzz, 800-998-1003 next segment. We'll have him on. Will Guillory will talk to him at the bottom of the hour, also from The Athletic, about Zion not being the only one. A handful of players passing on the Team USA FIBA championships and the practice sessions. And it's an interesting take and bit that I saw a national writer put. And it's true. It makes a lot of sense with Chris Haynes. And we had him on, if you remember. He was the one that wrote the book on Kevin Durant. We had him on a little bit ago during the season. But Chris Haynes, the senior NBA insider for Yahoo Sports, he tweeted this an hour ago. He says, you know, USA Basketball making case that NBA players often produce career years following offseason playing for the national team. But this summer of World Cup, players prioritizing staying home to get better acclimated with their teammates in an upcoming season without a clear-cut title favorite. We talked about this yesterday as it came out that Zion was passing on the practice. He'd rather stay here and get, you know, whether it's in the shape or work with all those different things. So we'll get into that here a little bit as well. So one of the things that I'm looking forward to seeing is I guess it is true when you look at it, and we'll discuss this, that you're seeing a lot of these players that are passing on it. You know what? They are on new teams. So it makes a lot of sense. As a matter of fact, David Griffin this morning, thank you, Jordan, had this to say about Zion passing on Team USA.
Sam, so I'd be glad to do that. I think ultimately the idea behind it was, and JJ's been here before, when you first get to the league, there's a lot going on that you've never been exposed to. And that first year is really critical in terms of your ability to find comfort level heading into training camp. And we just wanted him to get into a situation where he could find a routine here in New Orleans, find a rhythm with how his life and the game sort of mesh, and learn what it's going to look like to be a professional here. And we really didn't believe you could do that moving from Vegas to being on the road with Team USA and then landing here in New Orleans and then scrambling to get your life in order. We really wanted to give him a comfort level with what life in New Orleans would look like as his base heading into this first season. And JJ can speak to how important it is as a rookie to be comfortable.
There you go. Speaking about that, here is JJ Redick's take on it.
On that, because I will. Sorry.
Go ahead, JJ, if you would, just talk about your rookie experience.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, I was able to participate in the USA training camp that summer, but knew I wasn't going to play because of the back injury. But for me, it was really about getting down to Orlando as quickly as possible. When you finish up at school and there's that 3-month waiting period before the draft, your life really is in limbo. And for me, it was about feeling settled, getting down to Orlando, getting the training staff's hands on me, getting to work with the coaches and getting to know my teammates and just being as immersed as possible with the organization. And I totally agree with Griff, and there's a lot of value for that.
All right, so there you go. So David Griffin, you know, leaving no doubt and saying, yeah, look, they all discussed it and came to the conclusion it'd be better for Zion Williamson to get acclimated, get settled, get into routine, and just stay here rather than traveling, as Griffin said, to go from Vegas to Team USA practice to then coming here for training camp. So there you go as to where it went. I would have liked to have that experience, but I totally understand it in that he really hasn't had home. He hasn't been settled. He hasn't gotten into routine. And let's be honest, he's got to get into basketball playing shape. He's got to get ready to get going. There's expectation levels that need to happen here as well. David Griffin, overall on Landon JJ.
Hey, guys. So thank you very much for joining us this morning. This is David Griffin. I wanted to tell you how excited we are, first of all, to be able to announce, I suppose, officially here today with you all, JJ Redick's presence with us. JJ was, as many of you know, the top target for us in free agency. And I think really from the time that I started with the Pelicans and met with Alvin Gentry for the first time, we had a very keen awareness that the ideal player for us was someone very much like J.J. Redick. And we never really dreamed that we would be able to land the J.J. Redick. So this is an exciting thing for us. Trajan Langdon played a very large role in that. Trajan will not be with us on the call today, but I did want to point out that Trajan's relationship with J.J., I think, had a lot to do with J.J.'s interest in our situation, or rather his trust in our vision, maybe, is a better way to put it. Obviously, J.J. coming off of a career-best season from a scoring perspective shows that he has a lot left in the tank. The thing that excited us the most about J.J., even beyond all of the player-related situations on the court, was the human being that he is off of it. The fact that he has the ability to be such a special mentor for our young guys, in the form of a player who will have nothing but sweat equity. His basketball lineage speaks for itself. His accomplishments speak for themselves. And our guys are going to see him very much as a peer who goes about things exactly the right way professionally. So that really spoke to us. I think we feel like J.J. was one more sort of loud, noisy statement that this is not the Pelicans organization that people came to know. He continued our momentum throughout free agency for us, something that we were actually able to continue to build on as well. So, again, just couldn't be more thrilled to present J.J. Redick today for all your questions. And without further ado, we'll open it up.
And one of the first questions, of course, why did you choose to sign for the Pelicans?
Yeah, first of all, I just want to apologize for being a couple minutes late on joining the call. I somehow got stuck with both kids right now, and the service where I'm at is terrible. So I had to find a spot. So I apologize for that. So in response to the question, you know, as everybody knows by now, like free agency in 2019 happens very quickly, and you kind of get a notion, you know, a couple weeks out of which teams are interested. And you know, when I had heard that the Pelicans were interested, you know, take away any sort of number on a contract, I was immediately excited. I thought with getting Zion and knowing that they would be making a trade and with having Drew Holiday there, I felt like it was a team with a lot of momentum. I've known Alvin a long time. I played for him with the Clippers, so there was that familiarity. Obviously, David's reputation speaks for itself, and obviously my relationship with Trajan as well, who I've known for almost 20 years, played a huge role in that too, and just in terms of the initial excitement about coming to New Orleans.
One of the other things that's getting a lot of play from what he mentioned too is why he thinks that this could be a fun situation for him?
I think it's just really about creating a winning environment. There was no expectation for, you know, us to make the playoffs my first year in Philly. We ended up getting 52 games. Obviously, a lot of that had to do with Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. But, you know, I think I can augment any culture and help create a winning environment. And my expectation is that we are going to be in the playoffs. You know, I don't think I would be going to a team that I thought had no chance to make the playoffs. You know, my expectation is we'll be in the playoffs next year.
Boom. About that, Jordan. Expectations are going to be in the playoffs. Again, ESPN's Power Rankings has your New Orleans Pelicans as the 9th best team in the West. That would be battling for that 8th spot. Never know how it goes. But again, we have much, much more from J.J. Redick and David Griffin coming up in a little bit. Quick break, though, as Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King. 504-909-KING. Go to kinginjuryfirm.com for all of the latest and to figure out all the different things that the King Injury Firm can help you out with. And then we'll bring in Sir Lawrence Hill, the holder of The Athletic. A little Saints talk for him when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover in your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Ooh-wee, it's a summer sales event going on at Barker Kia. And do I have a deal for you? Buy one, get one. Ha! You believe that? Of course you don't. I would get fired, so fired. But what can we really do at the summer sales event at Barker Kia? How about drive home in a new 2019 Kia Optima and take $5,000 off the MSRP? How about jump into a new 2019 Kia Sorento EX V6 and take $6,000 off the MSRP? Hey, and also do yourself a favor and check out the all-new 2020 Kia Telluride. This is the SUV everyone is talking about. Now, these are the real deals we have during the summer sales event at Barker Kia. $5,000 off new Kia Optima, $6,000 off new Kia Sorento, and the all-new Telluride. Come check it out. Come save during the summer sales event at Barker Kia and Homa, or shop online at BarkerKia.com. Come see me, people, and remember that strength and laughter.
Stock number 19KT-034, MSRP 27850, 2,000 bill with discount, 3,000 customer care. Stock number 19KT-06, MSRP 36945, 4,000 bill with discount, 4,000 customer care. 19K-024, MSRP 459, 1,500 bill with discount, 3,000 customer care, 1,000 bonus care. Who seek DNL to deal for detail. Offer ends 9319.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodaux.com.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Don't forget to join Casey Just Clare this Saturday from 3 to 6. This Saturday is July 27th. It's the Grand Isle International Tarpon Rodeo. And the broadcast is brought to you by Ashley Berrios from State Farm, Mike Big Fezzi, candidate of State Senate, and LaFouche Parish Sheriff's Office, and Brenda LaRue Babin, candidate for Senate District 20. So thanks to them for helping us bring the Grand Isle International Tarpon Rodeo to the airwaves from 3 to 6. There you go. Sir Lawrence of the Holder, have you ever caught a fish that would be worthy to be registered in the International Tarpon Rodeo?
I've caught a delicious piece of salmon from a sushi plate. That's about all I've got. That's it. That's the look.
There you go. You're probably as much of a fisherman as I am. So what are you shaking your head for? Your dad, Jordan, told me you aren't exactly the best fisherman as well.
I've caught more fish than you.
Well, yeah. One would be more than any. Larry, the fishing, the relaxing time for a lot of players kind of wrapping up here. The rookies reported last week. Thursday, the vets do practice for the first time is Friday. So it's that time of year. You're looking ahead. You're seeing what kind of storylines they have. My overall storyline is health. Sure, there's some things to kind of look in. What is your number one overall storyline?
Well, you mentioned health. Of course, that's a huge thing because it seems like every year something happens to someone. And we've seen it through our long periods of covering this team where injuries happen. But, you know, I think the overall kind of scope that's hovering over this team, more probably on a national level than maybe a local level too, is can they rebound from another dramatic playoff loss? I mean, that's not
something we're going to know until they get moving into the season. But, I mean, I think that curiosity is going to be there. But as far as, say, on the field,
right?
You know, I think that position group where there's a lot of flux, I think a lot of people are going to be taking a look at wide receiver, you know, outside of Michael Thomas. And people don't have maybe the utmost confidence in everyone that they have there. And so I think there are a lot of candidates at wide receiver, and I think a lot of people are going to be looking to that. And defense, of course, too. I would look at the interior and the edges of the defensive line, too. You know, who's going to back up Cam Jordan and Marcus Davenport? How's that interior of the defensive line going to pan out? You know, so it's not like there are these majorly pronounced position battles, but there are definitely plenty of things to watch for those just trying to get an overall scope of the roster.
It's kind of hard to speak with Larry Holder, The Athletic, at Larry Holder, the way to follow on Twitter. Put up an extensive piece of his outlook of every Saints player, including the bubble. We'll get to that in a second. Marcus Davenport's going to be an interesting player to observe over the next month and a half or so. Larry, until the games really start, can't see that next step and what he can do. But at least once padded practices start on Sunday, you can see some physicality. If he gets into some games of the preseason, we'll get to see some of that as well. It's nice to at least see that when we last saw him in June, health-wise, he looked like he was starting to get back to where he was comfortable and not really having an issue to deal with the foot and the toe and all.
Yeah, and, you know, people sometimes kind of get on his case because you expect all the assets you traded to move up to acquire him. People expect the move. That didn't happen, but I think that was over the top as well, the criticism. So I am curious, though, to see, say, you get to Sunday when they throw the pads on for the first time since the NFC Championship game. How does he go up one-on-one drills against some of the tackles? Because, look, when you're going up daily against Teron Armstead and Ryan Ramczyk, you're going up against the cream of the crop. So if you have some level of success against those guys, say, in individual drills, not every team has those type of tackles. So that's something I know people are going to be watching. I know I'm going to be watching. And eyes are on him. People expect him to be where he was drafted, the assets they gave up, they expect him to be a double-digit sack producer. I know he expects that of himself coming into year two, and yet at times we've heard, I would say even specifically from someone like Jeff Ireland, who said, you know, when you suffer these injuries to your foot, and it kind of gives you a step back, and you sort of start to scratch a little bit. So I don't think that's totally the case for Davenport, but, you know, he's got to build from year one where he was before the injury and build upon that. And, look, the injury is the thing that really set him back.
Yep, and Yamada going to be serving a game suspension. Is not as much as I guess it could have been. Sean Payton didn't think there would be any, but he is going to serve some sort of suspension. That interior part of the line, definitely something we'll be paying attention to in the next month, right? Who starts against the Texans at D-tackle for this team?
Right, and it's funny because you've got a lot of guys, a lot of candidates, younger candidates, veteran candidates, who you might be just looking at, say, all right, we need you to plug in for week one, and then you might get cut after week one when Onyemata comes back. But, yeah, that is definitely something, knowing that Rankins is going to be out until at least half the season. You need some quality depth at the three technique tackle, not necessarily nose tackle, where Malcolm Brown's going to be Taylor Stallworth. You've got someone like Sylvester Williams who's fighting for a roster spot. That side of it is a little more pronounced. But you also need someone to fill in when you take Brown out on passing situations, because he's not going to play those spots. So week one, who's that going to be? Is it going to be Mario Edwards? And do you move someone like, I don't know, you probably don't want to do it, but Cam Jordan to the inside for a little bit in week one? Probably not optimal. He's done it. He doesn't like it. That's probably what they would rather not do. So they're going to be looking for that. But also, who's Onyemata going to be playing next to because Onyemata is going to be playing full-time snap, and is he capable of going full blast? And it's an important year for him. It's a contract year, so he certainly wants to put his best foot forward. So, yeah, that interior defensive line, specifically at the ranking spot, is one I know you're going to be watching and I'm going to be watching as well.
Final thing on that side of the ball, speak with Larry Holder of The Athletic, that I think will be interesting to see is that battle for that nickel corner spot. Look, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson's going to see snaps. He's going to get time on the field. It's really who snaps is he taking there, right, a little bit, because you look at it, P-Rob was having a nice little camp that we last saw, and that's kind of his spot there. It is interesting that Eli Apple didn't get that last year picked up. You think they can maybe eventually move him the corner? I don't know. What do you think is the Chauncey Gardner-Johnson impact in the secondary?
I think we need to see it in camp and in preseason to have a better determination, because right now, if you're talking nickel corner, mm-hmm. the battle's between P-Rob and T.J. Williams. I mean, that's the battle. T.J. Williams took almost all of the first-team snaps that in the practices that we saw this offseason. Patrick Robinson was with the twos as the nickel cornerback. I would have thought that would have been flipped by the end of camp, and that wasn't. So then you throw in the Chauncey Gardner-Johnson into the equation. That's another variable. Hey, at least it's a good problem you have. I mean, I expect Patrick Robinson to still be the guy at nickel, but he's got to win that job. P.J. Williams certainly improved from that awful game when he first came in against the Falcons and improved along the way. And you've got this upstart with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, who can play both safety and possibly nickel corner as well. So you look at all of that, and that's actually a good problem to have. All three are going to be on the roster, but who plays where and how many snaps they receive, I think that's certainly up for debate.
You touched, obviously, when we first opened up, the battle for receiver. We'll take a look at the line and see if McCoy solidifies. That's where the off-season camps and practices, he ended there. What about this question? Do you think the Saints maybe, we'll see Teddy Bridgewater work with the ones a little bit more to kind of, I wouldn't say pitch count, but pitch count Drew Brees this training camp?
I think you might, just on pitch count. And it also goes to the point where you need to know after the preseason is over what you really think about Teddy Bridgewater, because you don't want to see him ever in a game unless he's kneeling to win the game.
Right.
So, or that final regular season game where he starts again, that the Saints have things wrapped up. So they're going to have to take a heavy look at Teddy Bridgewater. And, you know, look, Drew Brees, he's closer to 41 than he is turning to 40. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure there's going to be a plan where they might give Drew fewer snaps and some practices, even though I'm sure he's probably going to go kicking and screaming, but, you know, because that's who Drew is.
Right.
But I do think that this is the big evaluation moment for Teddy, because he's going to be playing with the ones a lot in the preseason games, because Drew's not going to play week one. He might not even play week two. You know, so it's not like you're going to see a ton of Drew in preseason games. So this is the major evaluation time for Teddy, no question about it.
That's what I'm getting at. Look, you have those practices against the Chargers, and I think that's where maybe Drew can get a lot of his good work. He's always said that in the past, that he loves that. I think preseason games, I'm, you know, my guess, Larry, game one, game two, Teddy starts and Teddy plays. You'll see Drew little game three, game four, Teddy. I mean, that's would be my guess.
I think you have to. You need every evaluation point for him, because it's not about now. It's about after this year.
Agree.
Because we don't know what's going to happen after this year. I'm just walking into the season assuming it's Drew's last year, and not surprised if it's not, but I'm just going to go into that. I'm just doing it. It might not be, like I said. But at this point, you've got to just assume every year he plays, it's the final year, and they need a backup plan after that. So this is clutch for Teddy to show what he can or what he can't do, and then if the Saints don't like it, boy, there's going to be plenty of quarterbacks in this draft class that the Saints are going to be taking an eye on. So one way or the other. I mean, I think they would regardless. But still, it just depends on how much they feel that's a need. And this next month and a half is going to be a big determining factor on that.
Larry Holder, The Athletic, at Larry Holder is the way to follow him over on Twitter. And, of course, he, Deuce, Catherine, and also, of course, Jeff Duncan getting you ready for some Saints coverage. The Athletic got a little bit bigger, a little bit better, Larry. Looking forward to all y'all's coverage and looking forward to seeing y'all on Friday, bud.
Thanks, Goosey. Yeah, I know you teased it, but just real quick, yeah, I have a snapshot of where I think each player stands heading into training camp. Everyone on the roster, from Drew Brees down to Kenny Bigelow Jr. on the defensive line. You can go check that out at theathletic.com/more.
There it is. Thank you, bud. Appreciate it. See you soon.
Bye, Goose. See you later this week, buddy.
Yep, there he goes. Sir Lawrence Silva Holder over The Athletic. Jordan's just drooling. Would you like to tell people why you're drooling?
You can go ahead. I'll let you.
I'll just play it. How about this? There it is. That is SportsCenter tweeting Zion and Jordan leaving from the free throw line. Zion on the top screen, Jordan on the bottom screen from the dunk contest. Zion Williamson officially a member of the Jordan Jumpman brand. And some of the photos they're releasing right now are pretty bad. I'm ready. Are you getting some Air Zions? I'm just saying the Nike store in Tulane and Carrollton seems to be
It's going to be sold out.
I mean, well, I'm saying like that needs to be where the shoe release party is, right? I just don't know where people are going to park. That might be a mess. I threw that out there already to Brian and Elise. We need a new Nike store. New big old Nike store.
We do. That store is kind of
It's in a bad spot, too.
Yeah.
It really is. Like parking wise.
Then you have to get off.
How about a nice marquee store?
Well, it's basically underneath a bridge, feels like.
Just a nice big marquee store would be nice. And right there in the front, Zion. Arms out. Wings. What do you think those will cost? $150?
Probably $250.
$250?
Yeah.
Really? A LeBron's $250?
LeBron's are like two, in the 200s to 300s.
Wow. What about Air Jordans? Air Jordan Klebears. Air Klebears.
I don't know. These were given to me.
Those were given to you. Hey, don't forget tomorrow we're going to be over there at El Paso Mexican Restaurant in Raceland on Highway 1. Super excited about looking forward to that. Travis says he's going to show up there as well. It's going to be a party. Come on by. Have a little fun. Have a little lunch with us. Looking forward to doing that. Thursday, Vinny's. And then Friday, it is training camp. I am super pumped. Coming up next, it's Will Guillory. We'll talk a little bit about a possible departure from Coach Alvin Gentry's staff. T-Wolves interested in someone. Also, we'll get his take on what J.J. Redick had to say a little bit ago. He says playoffs. He says he didn't come here to not be in the playoffs. J.J. Redick, every single year in the NBA that he's played, has been in the postseason. It's the Sports Hangover on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
$10,000 for clunkers and junkers. $10,000 for any trade. Home of Clayton Homes. Trade in your old mobile home or anything with the title, regardless of the condition. Does your old mobile home rust, leak, or mold? We will take it for $10,000. Trade it in for something clean, neat, and new. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes, located on Highway 311 in Houma. Be sure to check us out on Facebook.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Like Hitachi, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. New name, same tools, same warranty. Stop in today and save up to 25% off select Hitachi tools. And save yourself some time. Order ahead at lowesforpros.com and pick up your order in store. For tools you can trust to get the job done right. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 3/17. See store for details. U.S. only.
Thursdays have lunch with the Sports Hangover at our ESPN Lunch Club as we're live at Vinny's in Metairie, 3217 Ridgelake Drive. Each and every Thursday, we'll do the show live from Vinny's where you can enjoy delicious fresh wraps, burgers, and more. Vinny's is also home to the best happy hour in town, 3 to 7 p.m. every day. And that happy hour includes signature cocktails. Stop in this and every Thursday at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie for the Sports Hangover, 12 to 3 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
Need to get organized? Today is the day for doing with the Home Depot's Pack Store Save event. Put your basement or garage in order with a range of Husky welded steel shelves, including a four-tier 77-inch rack, just $169. That'll save you $30. Easy to assemble. Each shelf has a lifetime warranty and holds up to 1,500 pounds. That gets a lot out of your way. Come into the Pack Store Save event only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid until August 25th while supplies last.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. Poor Jordan. Should we just grab your check and just deposit it into a Zion Shoe account? Is that what you want?
I guess so, but from what I'm looking at, the Nike online stores. Yeah. It's not as much as I remember.
I don't know anyone that has LeBron. So I mean, Are you sure they're 250?
I think these are just the newer ones. So maybe the older ones are a little bit more expensive.
I guess so. Will Hillary of the Athletic
Jordan moved up from Buster Brown to these. Wow, what a guy!
Will, do you own a pair of LeBrons? Do you got some LeBrons?
I do, as a matter of fact. I'm looking at them right now as we speak. I only own one pair, but I do own.
Okay,
a pair.
All right. Well, were they 250?
They were not 250. I got them a little cheaper than that, so I
okay.
Lucked out.
All right, I'm just saying, I honestly, I don't know. I've seen them, and they got some nice ones. They got some nice ones here as well, but I think we're all excited about the Zions. What do you think they call them? Do they Go Air Zions, or they're Zion something? Zion Kingdom Zions? What do you think? What do you think of Zion
Air
showing
Zion,
up with the
right?
Air Zions, right?
Zion just sounds good, yeah. I mean, that just sounds like a brand people will be interested in, Air Zion.
And how exciting is it?
He plays, right?
How exciting is it?
Man, I think it's big time. I think, you know, obviously he's probably one of the biggest stars in the game right now, as crazy as it sounds, just because people are so intrigued about what he can be, how different he is from anybody we've ever seen. And I think the fact that he's getting a deal, you know, with a brand like Jordan so early in his career, we're all expecting it to be this huge shoe deal. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see, like you talked about. You know, the shoe game, you know, isn't exactly where it was maybe at one time, you know, a lot, not too long ago. And to see this new star coming into the league and see what kind of impact he can have on a shoe game, I think is going to be one of the, you know, biggest stories of next season.
Yeah, I'm just kind of daydreaming, thinking, you know, the lone Nike store that's here in town on Carrollton and Tulane, they may need some, if they release it there, they may need some police controls, man, at the traffic light, because that place will be packed if that takes place. But that is sort of the reason there was so much excitement when this team won the lottery. It's because of that sort of spotlight that's going to be placed on this franchise. And it's crazy. You and I have talked the last several weeks. Zion started it. Zion kind of brought it a renewed excitement. And then David Griffin goes and starts making moves. And then Summer League happens and the rookies start playing well. And then all this gets to the place where I'm sitting here on July 23rd going, you know, kind of excited about the overall team. Reddick saying playoffs, man.
It's crazy how much has changed over the past few months. And just like you said, I thought Zion really brought the excitement. But I think the biggest part of the summer is how much David Griffin has really changed this roster. And I think it would have been insane if I would have told you, you know, back in February, March, that this team has a legit shot to make the playoffs after trading away Anthony Davis. But I think, you know, I would say the majority of the people kind of look at this team as at least a 7-8 seed going into the season. I think it's going to be tough for them just because there's so many good teams in the West. But I think it is crazy how much they've completely rebuilt this roster, brought in vets like J.J. Redick and Derek Favors. And now this team is going to be legit. I mean, maybe they make the playoffs, maybe they don't. But I think a lot of people were thinking, you know, tank for a few years after the Anthony Davis, hope you hit again in the lottery, and now this team is going to hit the ground running, and that's crazy to think when you lost, you know, one of the 5-6 best players in the league.
You know, you heard David Griffin speaking with Will Guillory of The Athletic talking Pels, say this morning, you know, Griff again say, look, there was a reason we wanted to find a player like J.J. Redick. We wound up getting J.J. Redick, and we wanted to continue that momentum. Again, it's just a concerted effort to continue that momentum and build, and he thinks that, and as you talked and wrote and tweeted about, getting a player like that kind of sends a message to the league that this team is serious.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think the reason why they really targeted J.J. was obviously he fills a need as far as shooting and the ability to be a threat whenever teams, you know, drop down and try to crowd the paint whenever Drew goes in there or Zion goes in there. But I think the biggest thing David Griffin would say is he brings us just that attitude and that leadership in the locker room. I think the example he's going to set for guys like Zion, like Lonzo Ball, you know, like Nikhil Alexander-Walker, I think that'll be even more of an impact than what he does on the court. And we know he's one of the best shooters to ever play the game, but I think the work he's going to put in every single day and how serious he takes the game and his approach, I think that's something you want to establish in this locker room after, you know, there's going to be so much change and so many new faces to have a guy like that who's going to come in and say, okay, this is how we're going to work. This is what it takes to be a playoff team. It's not about the talent. It's not about the hype. It's about the work you put in every day. And I think having a guy like that when you have such a young locker room is so important for their overall development. And then what David Griffin always stresses is that, of course, you want to have those guys with the fact that he's going to be out there making an impact in games makes his voice even louder in that locker room.
Speak with Will Guillory of The Athletic. Will, obviously, we heard a little bit from J.J. Redick and David Griffin here today. Yesterday, the news was Zion saying, look, I'm not going to participate in the practices for the FIBA USA team. And then you're just seeing player after player, vet after vet, star after star. I thought what was interesting was Chris Haynes out there in the West Coast tweeted something interesting nationally. He said, hey, look, you have a lot of these players that are bowing out. They're on new teams. They want to focus being on that new team and doing that. You heard J.J. Redick this morning and David Griffin say, hey, look, he went to Vegas after we got him, and then for him to go travel somewhere else and then just kind of get to the start of training camp doesn't make a lot of sense. Even Redick said, look, it's a whirlwind. The ability to be able to settle in, get familiar with your new home and work with the team and the facility and just get comfortable, because it seems like September is a long time away. It's 5 weeks away, Will, before training camp starts for the Pelicans.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a whirlwind for any rookie coming into the league. But when you're Zion Williamson and you're dealing with, you know, shoe deal negotiations, and he was dealing with an agency negotiation, and he's figuring out which team he's going to, and then you go to summer league, and you got all this going on and so much surrounding him, I think it was a lot for a guy so young to deal with so early on in his career. And I think just having just a few weeks just to settle down and really focus on basketball again, I think it's going to be really important for him. And I think we saw the flashes of greatness there in summer league, but we saw he wasn't exactly the same guy we saw at Duke. And I think just having that time to really get in with the training staff with the Pelicans, get in with a few of his teammates who stayed down here in New Orleans, and I think really getting back to, you know, making sure he has the right mindset when the season approaches, that I think it's going to be a lot. It's going to be very different for him. The hype that's going to be surrounding him for an entire 82-game season is going to be a lot, and I think he has to be mentally and physically prepared for it. And I think the Team USA experience would have been good for him, but I think just getting back to the basics, I think, will be even more important.
And I think also, Will, this isn't the Olympic roster. This is just the FIBA, you know, little World Cup thing. And again, it's not diminishing it, but look, Damian Lillard, DeMar DeRozan today, the latest to bow out.
And it's something of note, Julius Randle actually just got introduced into the into one of the lineups. So.
Exactly. So, I mean, look, and I get it, but I just think if this probably is different if it's the Olympic team. So, and he's going to have a chance for that, I think, when that comes up. So it makes sense. One final note of interest. A lot of change. It's being talked about, but not obviously with all the roster moves, Will. It's almost been kind of put down to the level of importance. But Kevin Hansen, the latest assistant being talked about that possibly could leave or looks to be leaving Alvin Gentry's staff. So there's a little turnover to Gentry's staff, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty interesting to see already, you know, Darren Erman on his way out the door and possibly Kevin Hansen. I know Hansen was a guy that has been here basically from the beginning of AD's time and, you know, was a big part of his development overall. And I think, you know, the front office rather considers him one of the better, you know, big man coaches around the league. And I think, you know, just having an opportunity to go work with a guy like Carl Anthony Towns, I think it's going to be, you know, really appealing for him. And I know that David Griffin wants to make a few changes on the coaching staff just to bring in a few different voices. But I think, you know, that's just more of the change that you would expect. And I think the big thing for them is just getting in people that, you know, Alvin's going to be comfortable with people. You know, Alvin's been around the league for so long. He's got history with basically everybody. Mm-hmm. But I think getting the right people in there to help these young guys develop, I think, is going to be really important. And getting somebody that can be, you know, Zion's Kevin Hampton, I think, is going to be big, just because you want to have somebody that can work with him day in and day out and develop his game. And I think AD will tell you Kevin Hampton played a huge part in the guy he is today, and I think they're going to find that same guy for Zion.
Yeah, you know, it's one thing you mentioned, that just getting a different sense and feel. And, okay, David Griffin kept Alvin Gentry, but doesn't mean that he doesn't want his input as well on how other places can get a little change, a little update, a little refreshing. And, you know, fans are fans, and I'll be one as well. Tim Duncan signing on to be an assistant coach with the Spurs. I want the dream. How about Olajuwon to come help Zion get ready to go? Who would you well, this is just completely being a fan of just speculation for fun, because it probably won't happen. Who would you think would be a great mentor slash coach that works with Zion? I am going with the dream.
Man, the two that pop in my head, I don't know about the dream, because I don't think of Zion as that kind of post player.
Right, right.
So maybe I would think of Embiid with that dream. The two guys that kind of pop in my head were Larry Johnson, get a little grandmama in there. Maybe Sean Kemp, you know, come in and show him how to do the dunk. I know Kemp's got his own stuff going on off the court. I don't know if the Pelicans want that, you know, around. But I think those two guys, I think those are the two guys that pop into my head whenever I think of Zion. Just all of that crazy dunks and, you know, throwing people around in the paint. That's the type of guy I think they want Zion to be one day. And he needs that type of toughness around him.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Use that physical aspect of it. I guess if you want to develop a shot and sort of do that. What about the mailman, now that I'm thinking about that? The mailman had one or two little shots there that kind of did that. You know, he was strong. He was big. And that little jump hook that he had a little finesse to that strength. But, I mean, that guy's shoulders, I still think they're cut, you know, for marble and chiseled by a sculptor.
I was just
going
to say, you never have to worry about talking about Karl Malone being out of shape.
Yeah.
Don't worry about Karl Malone's figure. I mean, he could probably play right now if he wanted to. So that's the guy. If you want to get Zion and say that's the guy, for sure.
And Carl wasn't overwhelmingly tall, was he?
No. Just rock solid, you know, super fundamental, knew exactly how he was going to get to his spot, how he was going to score. And I think, you know, that's what we want to see with Zion. We know the physical gifts he has. We know how strong he is. But I think just to think the game and make the game a little bit easier for him, I think that's going to be the emphasis. You know, year one, year two, is making sure he can get to his spots and get easy shots, because we know he can do the incredible stuff. But getting the easy stuff down, I think, is going to be really important.
You know what, Will? It's one of the things I saw, and the reason why I brought up the dream is I remember, I think it was 2 years ago, one of the grad assistants on a Tulane women's basketball team went on a bus trip, and she's just watching the dream with Stoudemire. It's a YouTube video, and it's I don't know if you've seen it, Will. It's him working. Stoudemire came out, looked him up, and was like, hey, can I spend a weekend with you? And it's just, you know, it's a gym in a playground or whatever. And it's just Olajuwon explaining to him his moves and what he did. But listening to him speak about why the moves were the way they were, how he's looking at certain elements that the player that he's guarding or playing defense in, he leans back to feel if the hand is there and he can go left or right. And just listen to him say, hey, look, I'm going to want to do 3 to 4 moves out of the same stance and position each and every time, so he doesn't know what I'm doing. And I'm like, the guy's brilliant. I love that. So he may not be an assistant, but I think maybe reaching out to a player like that, whether it's Karl Malone, you mentioned Kemp or Johnson, working out a weekend with them, bringing them in town, you know, to, hey, spend a weekend with them, giving your trips and tips of the trade, wouldn't be a bad thing. Because, again, there's a video out there. Y'all can go check it out on YouTube. It's Amari Stoudemire and the Dream working, and they just worked for a weekend. And, dude, just watch the video, and you're – love for that guy's game is just going to grow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Dream's one of the all-time savants when it comes to post-play and footwork. I mean, there's nobody like him ever in the game. And I think the great thing about Zion is that he's a guy that, you know, he talked about this after the draft, that he wants to go out and talk to the vets. He said he wanted to reach out to LeBron and Carmelo Anthony and guys like that and ask them what it takes to be great. I think, you know, a lot of these young guys, they come in and they feel – you know, strong about, you know, their own opinions of their game and what it takes. And I think Zion's a guy, he wants to get as much as advice as he possibly can. He wants to listen to the people that came before him. And I think that's going to be a big part of why people want to come here and coach the Pelicans, because they know that's a guy that wants to work and he wants to listen up to what people, you know, want to say about his game and how to improve. And I think that's going to go a long way, you know, in his overall development as well. And he's going to be, you know, getting advice from so many different people and so many different backgrounds. And I think you're going to see just all type of, you know, aspects of his game come out this year.
Will Guillory of The Athletic has a nice piece up there. And Derek Favors, give us one highlight and why people got to go finish the rest of the story up there.
Man, I just think the fact that, you know, he's a guy that can do a little bit of everything in the middle, but he's a guy that this is the exact type of guy this team needed, you know, losing AD, I think. Not only, same thing with Redick, it's not only just exactly what he brings on the court as a guy that can finish around the rim, block shots, but a guy that is highly, highly respected in Utah. You know, so many people after he left, you know, spoke about, you know, what he meant to them in that locker room. And I think having someone like that around with such a young locker room is going to be really important. And I think just having a big guy that you can depend on night in, night out is going to be really big when you're losing a presence like AD in the middle. And I think him having that opportunity here, it can possibly change his career.
Well, always a pleasure, man. Enjoy the rest of the week, and we'll talk soon.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you later, man.
Yeah, for sure. Right, Will Guillory over The Athletic. Who would you like to see him, Zion, have a weekend with to learn from? I'm going Karl Malone. Now that I think about it. I mean, the dream, I love the dream, but like you're saying, like he was saying, Will Guillory, kind of different games, but he can learn footwork from the dream. Again, you got to go look it up, the YouTube video. I'm going to look it up right here during a break and so we can repost it. It's just incredible to hear the thought process of every move on the block, at the elbow, in the paint. Like, there was so much that I didn't know about post basketball, like playing in the post, that I was in awe. I just watched it and it was like, I didn't know anything about basketball. I mean, just everything that he did was for purpose, was for reason. Moving you here, moving you there, setting it up for later. I didn't even think about basketball like that down low, you know, and just, it was incredible. But when I'm thinking of an athlete that's similar, and I'm talking about the athleticism, but dude, Karl Malone might be a guy that he could learn from, because he was always in shape. Hey, how do you stay in shape like that? How do you be physical? Because he wasn't overwhelmingly tall, and he had a little shot to him, but that guy was dominant down there. The mailman, Karl Malone. About a weekend with Lazar. I think that'd
be great.
About
a weekend with Anthony Davis?
Okay, that's it. You see, you had one chance to actually be a part of this conversation. And then you went in there and you went on it. That's what you did.
I'll think about it. I got to think about it a
little
bit.
How about a weekend with Anthony Davis? Really? Try again when we come out of break. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King, 504-909-KING. You're listening to the home of Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Jimmy Cantrell promised to change Lafourche Parish government, and Jimmy has. Starting day one, Jimmy Cantrell has taken on the political Wolves' failures, and the Wolves didn't like it. Look at the record. Jimmy Cantrell fought to bid out Lafourche Parish health insurance. The Wolves wanted to keep it no bid because this meant big money for someone. The Wolves fought Jimmy for 2 years, but finally, Jimmy won and bid out the contract. The result? Jimmy saved over $800,000 a year for taxpayers. And United Health is providing an excellent policy. Jimmy Cantrell, saving over $800,000 a year for our parish while providing an excellent health insurance policy. The gang of Wolves hate it. But Jimmy Cantrell keeps on fighting for change. Promises made, promises kept. Jimmy Cantrell, for us.
Paid for by Jimmy Cantrell Campaign Fund.
Isn't it time to get your vehicle serviced, or maybe you need new tires? TK Shell Station, doing business as Carroll Shell in the heart of Lockport, is the place to go. Carroll was in business for 26 years, and TK Shell Station took over in 2014, which is 5 great years they've been in business so far. TK Shell Station would like to thank their customers. So for fuel, tires, propane, alignments, brakes, oil changes, and more, it's TK Shell Station in Lockport.
Sam Wyche was a quarterback, head coach, and broadcaster in the NFL. Last year, he became a heart recipient.
My life was saved on the last day that I was supposed to be on this planet. And now I know what a miracle feels like. It changed my appreciation of every second of every day. I don't know who donated that heart, but my new heart gave me a new mission in life, and that is to get others to sign up to be organ donors. The most common thing I hear when I ask people why they haven't signed up is, I don't know, I just haven't thought about it. Well, why don't you think about it? Think about the life you might save or the life you might enhance. There are over 130 million people that have already signed up. They're men and women, all ages, all races, and they have one thing in common. They want to save lives. Please sign up to be an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov.
U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Join us on Saturdays from 10 to noon for the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair for the latest in high school, college, and professional sports from your local sports experts. That's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair on Saturday from 10 to noon right here on ESPN 100.3.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
There he is! John the Intern, live audio. Well, just posted audio from Darren Revelle.
Oh, that was quick.
There it is. Look at that.
The announcement came at 12:30 from Zion Williamson. And right here on the corner of 34th and 7th is the Zion Williamson electronic billboard already up in New York City.
Wow, that was fast, huh? It's almost like they planned it, Jordan the Intern.
Yeah, you can't succeed in a small
market. New York City's Penn Station, imagine that. A member of a New Orleans basketball team in New York City. Hey, do me a favor real quick. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you Google AD New York Billboard? Can you Google AD? AD Times Square Billboard. That's right. Let me save you the time. It hasn't happened.
You never know.
Okay, let's see. Well, what does Google have? Give me some images. Google image.
Maybe I should put Anthony Davis.
Do we have an AD image? Do we have an AD?
Let me put Anthony Davis.
Yeah. Let's see. Still waiting. I'm going to go with It's just pictures of Anthony Davis. And one, like, at the All-Star game doesn't count. Like, it needs to be, like, AD, like, promoting, what was it, the oil commercial?
Yeah, I don't see it.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing, huh?
Wow. If anyone's out there listening and wants to search, yeah, go dig a little deeper.
No, I think you're going to have to dig really deep because I know. Oh, stop it. Did you see Zion's Twitter handle? His picture? Profile pic? What is it? What's the profile pic?
The profile? No, that's the Jordan Jumpman profile.
Oh, that's the Jordan site? That's the official Jordan site?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. 3.76 million. The Twitter banner is none other than Zion Williamson spinning a basketball. That's the official Jordan brand thing, huh?
Ooh. Yeah.
Not AD, huh?
Nope, not AD.
Oh, save. Poor AD.
Kingdom come.
I love. Do you like the slogan? Do you like the slogan?
Well, I mean, if I'm just, I'm putting.
Because LeBron was witness. We're all witnesses, right? And the early commercials. We're like at the church in a congregation and they're singing song, right? Remember the early commercials of LeBron? Yeah. We're all witnesses. So I guess they're sort of going in that direction too. Kingdom come. So I guess they'll be known as Zion's Kingdom. Your fans will be known as the Kingdom.
Yeah, the Kingdom. That's
the Kingdom.
Welcome to the Kingdom.
Oh, I don't know if Travis is going to like that. Because isn't that reserved for LeBron? Poor AD. He thought
he couldn't even get his number 23 jersey.
I know. He thought he was going to be the next man up.
Nah.
Nope. I'm just going. I mean, again, that's the phrase. That's on the billboard. It says Kingdom come, period. So they're going with that. My guess would be the upcoming spots and ads, they're going to be, you know, welcome to the Kingdom. You know what I'm getting at? So, like, they're fans. Like, LeBron's were witnesses. Witness to greatness, witness to history. I guess Zion will be, we're part of the Kingdom. again, that's just my guess, but that's what they have. They have him spinning a basketball in New York, wearing the Jumpman logo on his right chest, and it says Kingdom Come. That would be my guess. Poor AD. Too bad you can't do this if you're out of New Orleans, huh?
No, I can't.
Because you know what he's going to say right now? Technically, he's not even here. So all this happened outside of here, to his point. Enjoy LA, buddy. Sports Hangover Hour 1 in the books. Hour 2 next on ESPN New Orleans.